2 cups of tea, Peter. I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, darling, thank you. What time is it?
7.
Ooh, you're up early.
I woke thinking of all the things I've got to do today, and rather than lie in bed getting more and more anxious, I decided to get up and do some of them.
The children's still asleep.
I heard a voice as I passed the twins' room.
No, that means we've got about 10 minutes before we're invaded.
If we're lucky.
Are you going back to bed?
I shouldn't, but, well, just for a minute.
Oh, darling, your feet are cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. House isn't very warm in the morning.
Snuggle up. That's nice. So, how long have you been up then?
Since 5:30.
5:30? Oh, please, honestly.
Well, I've got a lot done. An article on artificial insemination for the woman's page.
I thought you weren't doing the woman's page anymore.
I'm not, except for this week. Jill Moon's supposed to be taking it over, but she's so hopeless. She didn't see how she could start to do it immediately.
So you're doing it?
Well, I said I'd help. Actually, I'd planned this article a long time ago.
And editing the paper?
Well, I'm not doing that all on my own. Mike's still there. In some ways, it'll be easier when he's not.
How do you mean?
Well, business of appointing Jill Moon as a women's editor. I'd never have done that. But Mike just sort of swept over me. I was rather annoyed, actually.
Well, who else can do it? I mean, there isn't another woman available, is there? Not that Debbie Frank's in the middle of having a baby.
I know. Unless we'd appointed a man.
A man? Do we need a woman's page?
Oh, why ever not?
Well, I suppose no reason. It just seems a bit odd, that's all.
I'd rather have had a man than Jill Moon, I can tell you. Or at least have waited till we saw who answered the ad for a new reporter.
Oh, you are getting another reporter, then?
Yes. Limit the number of appointments you can make from among the existing staff, even if you are as mean as Milton Monk.
When will he be appointed?
He or she. Well, there was an ad in the Herald on Friday, and we're advertising in the national press this week. The interviews aren't until next week.
Well, Mike won't have gone by then, will he?
No, not quite. So I'd have to make sure he doesn't bequeath me someone else I don't want.
Well, that sounds rather tricky to me. Have you working in harness?
It is. He's awfully sweet, Mike. But now that I know I'm going to be in charge, I want to get on with it.
4. Oh, hello. Could you put me through to obstetrics, please? Thanks. Oh, good morning. I'm ringing to see how Miss Franks is. Still in labour? Is she... Yes, I see. Well, yes, you could tell her Dick and Firth phoned. Thank you.
Oh, dear. Well, Debbie.
Hi.
Hello, Rob. You're up early.
I haven't been to bed yet. Went out last night.
Nice time.
I suppose so. I'm bushed, though. What are you doing sitting by the phone in your pyjamas? You waiting for Trudy Window to phone or something?
No. No, I've been phoning the hospital about Debbie, actually. She went into labour yesterday.
She had the baby, then?
No, not yet.
She's having a long haul, isn't she?
Yes. I feel rather awful about it, as a matter of fact.
Why?
Well, I haven't been on awfully good terms with her recently. Apparently, Carol was trying to get hold of me all evening.
What were you supposed to do?
It's just it. I don't really know. But Debbie obviously wanted me to know she'd gone into hospital. She does... Well, I'm really the only person she's got. I mean, apart from Carol.
You'd better go round to the hospital with a bunch of flowers, I suppose. Once it's all over.
Yes.
Well, do you want some coffee?
Oh, yes, please. And I must get dressed. Where have you been, anyway?
Oh, I went out with Rocky. We met up with some friends of his, and one thing led to another.
Don't sound as if you enjoyed it much.
I did enjoy it, actually. It's just...
What?
Well, I don't know. It's all right for them, Rocky and the others. They're not working in the restaurant or the freezer plant all day long. One of the blokes there's an out-of-work actor, and Rocky seems to be able to take time off pretty well whenever he likes, so he can stay up all night, and it doesn't matter. But it's not for me, really.
You could tell Rocky you'll only see him on weekends.
Weekends is our busiest time at the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, whenever you're least busy, then.
Trouble is, we're busy all the time now. Matt's got these damn lunches.
Thought you said all that was sorted out. You've got a night chef or something.
Yeah, well, he's all right. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what we really need now is some casual labour. Just to chop and pack, stuff like that.
It shouldn't be too difficult.
Yeah, except you don't want just anyone coming in. Not with it being right on top of where they live, the Priors.
Hey, why not try the squat, where Debbie lives? I'm sure one of them might be glad of a few quid.
You know something, Dickon? You're not a BA oxen for nothing.
Can't I, back?
That's a marvellous idea. I'll speak to Matt about it today.
Right. Well, that seems to be fairly satisfactory. Everyone knows what they're doing this week, more or less, do they?
Yep.
Jill, you're happy, are you?
I think so. I can always ask Liz if I get stuck.
Anything you want to add, Liz?
I don't think so, Mike, thank you.
Right then, well, that's that.
Actually, Mike, there's something I'd like to bring up.
Yes, Dickon?
But it's nothing to do with the paper, but while everyone's all together, I'd like to mention it.
Well, fine, we'll carry on.
Well, it's Debbie. You know, when she left, we never actually gave her a leaving present.
Well, I think we thought she was coming back, didn't we?
Well, I know, and she is. But the thing is, she's having the baby any minute. I thought it'd be rather nice if we would have a whip round for a present for the baby.
That's a great idea. Well, when's the baby due, Dickon?
Well, I'm not sure. She's been in labour since yesterday afternoon. I phoned a couple of times this morning, but there's no news yet. They just said she was in the delivery room.
Oh, poor old Debbie. Yeah. Well, look, Dickon, I'd be delighted to contribute to a present for her, but... Well, I do think we should wait till the baby's born.
You don't think anything
I don't think anything, Dick, and it's just I'm superstitious about things like that.
Oh.
Well, I've no doubt we'll have news of Debbie soon. Will you let us know when you hear something, Dickon, and take contributions from those who want to contribute?
Okay.
Anything else? Right. We can adjourn. Liz, can I just have a word with you in my office? Well, that was quite a successful editorial meeting, I'd say.
Yes, though Morris was very quiet, wasn't he?
Yes, and I think he's accepted the situation, or he's resigned with it at least. Now, Liz, what I wanted to talk to you about... Oh, Dan, come in.
Hello, my name's Graham McFarlane. Are you the editor?
Yes. Oh, sorry,
no,
Mike.
No, not at all, Majesty.
You mean you're both editor, the Herald?
No, I'm editor for the next couple of weeks, and then my colleague here will be taking over for me.
Oh, really? I didn't know the editor was a lady. Editress, I should say. That's very unusual, isn't it?
Well, there aren't too many of us about.
What can we do for you, Mr...
McFarlane. Graham McFarlane. Well, actually, I've come about the job.
The job?
The one you advertised. Reporter on this paper?
Oh, we're not seeing candidates till next week.
No, I realise that. I just thought I'd come in, suss the paper out of it, make myself known. I'm really very impressed by this paper, you see.
You are?
Yes. You must be Mr. Nash, I suppose.
I am.
And you're?
Liz Warner.
Liz Warner? The woman's page editor? Oh, listen, I wanted to tell you. I think your page is just great. That series on mothers and daughters, was that your idea?
Yes.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Let me warn you, Mr. McFarlane. Flattery will get you nowhere with Miss Warner.
Oh, but I'm not flattering her, truly. Well, I'm not a flatterer. I'm just a natural enthusiast. You don't have too many of them over this side of the world, I've noticed.
Where are you from?
Can't you tell? I'm from Australia, Melbourne. And I'm very interested in women's pages. I've got a theory about them.
Yes,
I used to edit a women's page, as a matter of fact, on a paper in Melbourne.
Did you? My husband was just saying this morning you don't come across many men doing that job.
Listen, if you think it's odd in this country, can you imagine how it's regarded in Australia? I tell you, I get called all the pifters under the sun.
Mr. McFarlane, excuse me, but I was trying to discuss something with Miss Warner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, your secretary said she thought you must be busy.
Mm. But you barged in anyway.
Yeah, I never take no for an answer. That's what makes me such a good reporter. Listen, I'm sorry if you've got things to talk about. I don't want to keep you. Maybe some other time when you've got a few moments, I can tell you my theory about women's pages.
At the interview, perhaps?
I'll look forward to that. I'll be putting in my application this week. I've got some bits and pieces from that women's page in Melbourne I was telling you about. If you like, I can send them to you.
Well, why don't you enclose them with your letter of application?
Fine, I will. Well, thanks very much for seeing me. See you again, I hope. And you too, Mr. Nash.
I sincerely hope not.
Why? Didn't you like him?
Not a lot, no.
I thought he was rather nice.
Oh, well, yes, well, he was trying to get round you, wasn't he?
Was he?
Well, I thought so. Anyway, don't want an Australian.
Don't we?
Well, of course, it's up to you, Liz. You're the boss from now on, but I can't help feeling if you take that fellow on, you'll be biting off a lot more than you can chew.
Peter, do my eyes deceive me, or is that a lorry from Cuthbertson and Price outside?
It is, Father.
Delivering more timber?
They're not delivering it, Father. They're taking it away.
Taking it away?
Yes, they were very cooperative when I told them I'd stopped their check. They had a lorry round within half an hour.
Was that ethical of you, Peter? I take it you had a contract with them that you wanted this work done.
I don't care whether it was ethical or not. I don't want the extension built now, and that's that.
You may not want it done, Peter. As usual, I was not consulted.
Well, it doesn't concern you anymore. You said you were going to live with George.
No, Peter, you said that. I merely said I had been offered a place in his house.
But you were going to accept, weren't you?
Peter, I should have thought it would be apparent that that was a decision which required some thought.
Well, Father, I'm sorry, but I understood you to say that you would be moving to Wagoner's Walk with George. You distinctly said how pleasant it was going to be to live away from those squabbling children.
Well, that would be a distinct advantage, certainly.
But you haven't decided yet.
No.
Well, when you have, Father, perhaps you'd let me know. And then we can start all over again with this ridiculous and expensive business of building you a suite of rooms all of your own.
There is no need to raise your voice.
In the meantime, if you'll excuse me, I'll just go and see to the children.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, what a difficult man he is. We'll be right back.